I'm Phil Nee with sports. The Ridge and Valley Conference Wrestling Duels will be held tonight. DeSoto, Ithaca Weston, Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative, Pecatonica Argyle, River Ridge, all will be at North Crawford, hosted by North Crawford Seneca. They will get their season of dual meets in for the year tonight, and that will be again at North Crawford Schools, Ridge and Valley dual meet night. Girls basketball, Kickapoo is at Seneca and North Crawford at Ithaca. Cuba City is at Riverdale and Fenimore at Southwestern. Iowa Grant at Darlington, Mineral Point at Boscobel. Royal travels to Bangor, Cashton at Nisida, New Lisbon at Brookwood, Hillsboro at Westby, that is Hillsboro at Waniwak Center, Highland at Schillsburg, and Reedsburg at Portage. Boys basketball, Wisconsin Heights at New Glarus, River Ridge at Cassville, Barneveld at Blackhawk, and Schillsburg at Benton. Highland is at Potosi, Reedsburg at Sauk Prairie. It's Prairie du Chien at Dodgeville, and Lancaster visits River Valley. Plus, Richland Center is home against Platteville. Second time in the round against the conference foes, and the Hornets lost to Platteville the first time out earlier in the season. Platteville is league leading, have not been beaten in the conference this year. They have four losses overall. And as far as the game plan and things, Coach Brian Poles talked to us earlier this week about the Hornets trying to improve their inside-outside game, and especially shots from the outside.
Playing inside first and then taking those threes outside, we're not the type of team that's built to do that the other way around. We're going to look to see if we can get in the paint. Jaden Shep has really made some strides this year. Percentage-wise, he had a nice game against Lodi shooting from the outside. And really for him, we've talked about it, it does come down to that shot selection. When he has his feet set, when he gets that pass, whether it's ball reversal or from the paint, his percentage is so much better. And he's getting better at that. It's fun to watch him on a nightly basis start to slowly figure out those little things. I'm looking forward to his continued improvement. But you're right. We need to have that consistency. It's a big part of the game. It's a game changer. So for us to get more consistent, we really need that in the last 4 or 5 weeks of the season.
The Hornets at 8-8 going into the game tonight against Platteville. We'll have the action on FM 100.9 and WRCO.com. Pregame time around 7:15. Richland Sports Medicine is out with its athletes for the month of December. And those athletes were nominated by their coaches. The names were also voted on by a panel of the in the area. And we are pleased to announce the December of the month athletes of the month names. Wes Bosworth, Richland Center boys basketball player, and Holly King, Ithaca girls basketball player. Congratulations to both Wes and also Holly on being recognized as athletes of the month, courtesy of Richland Sports Medicine, recognizing outstanding achievements at the schools that they serve. Richland Center Church League volleyball results from this week. Week 9 matches, they were played Monday and Tuesday nights. In the A division, Richland Baptist Temple 1 topped previously undefeated St. John's 2-1. Free Methodist 1 downed Bethel Lutheran 2-1. Avoca Bible Church 1 had a bye. Beulah Wesleyan swept 5 points Lutheran, 2-0. In the B division, Richland Baptist Temple 2 knocked off Hidden Valley Community 2, 2-1. Avoca Bible Church 2 topped Grace Community 1, 2-1. Richland Baptist Temple 3 blanked Free Methodist 2, 2-0. Boscobel Assembly of God downed Grace Community 2, 2-0. Richland Baptist Temple 4 got by Church of the Nazarene 2, 2-1. And Church of the Nazarene 1 beat Beulah Wesleyan 2, 2-0. Only 2 weeks of regular season matches remain. Action continues next week on Monday and Tuesday, and then the makeup matches the following week, February 10th and 11th. Bowling scores to report from the Merchants League at Phoenix Center last night. Phoenix Center had the top series 28-20, Jones Chevrolet 28-16, and AutoZone a 27-82. Top game, Walsh's Ace Hardware a 10-25. Bubbling Springs 1004, and Jones Chevrolet a 981. Top series, Greg Shepp, a 740. Jason Gurner rolled a 727. And Jacob Kramer, a 672. Top game, Greg Shepp, 267. Jason Gurner, a 266. And Jeff Seckman with a 259 in the Merchants Bowling League. The Badgers failed to hold a five-point halftime lead in Wednesday's 76-68 loss to Maryland. That's two losses in the last three games. The Terrapins used a 14-2 run to take control of the game and built the lead to double digits at one point. John Tanjay topped Wisconsin with 23 points. Poor shooting doomed the Badgers as their record fell to 6-4 in the Big Ten Conference and 17-5 overall. Coach Greg Gard's team is on the road again Saturday with a game at Northwestern. He commented last night that the wheels came off for the Badgers in the second half.
I didn't think we started the second half real well because we gave up a three to Miguel to start it, and then we fouled a three-point shooter. So we gave him a little confidence and momentum early, but thought the stretch where it got away from us, and we had three or four possessions in a row where we missed some pretty easy looks, so some of them point blank, some good looks from three, and then they were able to answer it.
Coach Gard talked more about the loss.
You know, against a really good team on the road, you obviously have to take care of the ball, which I thought we did a much better job the second half. And then you've got to be able to make some plays and make shots. You know, we shot the line uncharacteristically poor tonight than what we have all year. You know, credit to Maryland in terms of they made things more difficult for us. They made some shots.
The Badgers, again, will be in action on Saturday. Number one Auburn was a winner over LSU last night, 87-74. It was a win for Alabama over number 14 Mississippi State, 88-84 in ranked college basketball. The Badger women's basketball team picked up a victory last night, a big Big Ten win, 82-75 over Michigan, and the Marquette women's team, 67-38 over Xavier. In-state men's college basketball, Platteville over Oshkosh, 86-73. La Crosse beat Stout, 90-53. Eau Claire, 71. River Falls, 58. Stevens Point, 83. Whitewater, 52 as well. The Wisconsin men's hockey team is preparing for a border battle this weekend against arch rival Minnesota. Just in time for the Big Ten series, the Badgers have joined the USCHO.com top 20 at number 17 for the first time this year. The number 4 Gophers will bring a 10-4-2 conference record into the game. Junior forward Jimmy Snuggerud leads the way with 18 goals and 19 assists. Also, goaltender Nathan Erie has an 11-4 record. And Packers safety Xavier McKinney predicts his teammate Quay Walker will soon be recognized as the best linebacker in the NFL. McKinney commented during an appearance on the NFL Spotlight podcast. He says Walker is already one of the best in the league. He started living up to the promise the second half of 2024. The Green Bay front office has to decide whether to pick up or decline Walker's fifth-year option on his rookie contract. McKinney apparently sees that as an easy decision. I'm Phil Nee. That's a look at sports here on WRCO for a Thursday morning.